Today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We begin on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, the third wide line with the words Tana Rabbanan. I would like to dedicate this year to the Refuah Shleima of David Ben Zelda B'toch Shar Chol Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan. The following Gemara refers back to the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ha'holich b'makom sakana," if the person goes in a place of danger, mispalel tefillah kitzara, so he should be mispalel a short tefillah. Va'omer, I'm quoting the Mishnah, "Hoisha Hashem es amcha es she'eris Yisrael b'chol parsha sa'ibur yutzarchem l'chanecha baruch ato Hashem shemei tefillah." Rabbi Yeshua offered his nusach of a tefillah traveling through dangerous territory. Now, in the Gemara that we're going to learn today, other versions are offered by the Gemara. I think at this point a short introduction would be appropriate. In yesterday's daf, three tefillahs were discussed. Today, a fourth will be introduced. Yesterday we discussed the 19 brachas of Shemayna Esrei. We also discussed the abridged version of Shemayna Esrei called Havinenu. And the tefillah we are discussing now in the Gemara is known as Tefillah Kitzara. Today we will introduce also the fourth tefillah, which is Tefillas Haderech. When is each tefillah said? When a person davens in shul or at home, he says Shemayna Esrei, and of course, if at all possible, and unless he's an older person and sick, he should say it standing up. In a difficult situation, he says an abridged version of each bracha of Shemayna Esrei, which we learned yesterday, and that is called Havinenu. For example, let's say because of travel, he has certain difficulties where he cannot... It's impossible, let's say, for him to say the whole Shemayna Esrei. He says the abridged version of Havinenu. Someone told me this morning the Klausenberg Rebbe prepared the dinim of Havinenu in the exact nusach. He knew he was having a heart operation, and following the operation, he would not be able to, he would lack the strength to say the entire Shemayna Esrei. So he prepared to say the Havinenu. Or, if you remember, back at the beginning of the Masechta, on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, we have over there where Rabbi Yossi, Tanya Om Rabbi Yossi, Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalach Baderech, and I went into a churva, and I met Eliyahu, and Eliyahu told me I should not have gone into the churva, and I told him I went into the churva because I had to daven, and I was afraid, Monsieur Hayisi Shema Yafsiku be Oivrei Drachim, maybe the people going on the way would prevent me from finishing the Shemayna Esrei. So Eliyahu told Rabbi Yossi, "The Hayilach l'spalel tefillah kitzara. You should have at that time davened a tefillah kitzara." Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says, "What was that tefillah kitzara?" Says Rashi, "Havinenu." Tosfos at first says Rashi seems to be wrong to call Havinenu the tefillah kitzara. Because the Gemara, which we're going to learn today, Mirchem, on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says, "My ikka ben Havinenu l'tefillah kitzara." What is the difference between Havinenu and tefillah kitzara? So you see clearly that Havinenu is not the tefillah kitzara. But then Tosfos turns around and says no. If you're going to say that the tefillah kitzara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph was not Havinenu, so we are learning and going to learn that Havinenu is only said in a place of sakana. Rabbi Yossi was not concerned about sakana. If he was concerned about sakana, he would have said, "Shema yahargu oisi oivrei drachim." Maybe the oivrei drachim would kill me. I'm in amongst terrorists, and they're going to kill me. That's not what he said. He said, maybe they'll prevent me from finishing Shemayna Esrei. But his life was not in danger. So Tosfos turns around and says that Rashi is correct, that the tefillah kitzara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is Havinenu. Our Gemara here on Chaf Tes Amud Beis and Lamed, there the Gemara is speaking about a different tefillah kitzara. The tefillah kitzara we are learning about today is the one which is said when there's a sakana. On Gimel Amud Aleph, there was no sakana. So Rashi is correct that that's Havinenu. But yet we find the Gemara referred to the Havinenu as being a tefillah kitzara. In fact, we're going to see in the sugya here that tefillah kitzara is applied to tefillah saderach, and as we saw, it's applied to Havinenu, but the real tefillah kitzara is said when it's only in a makom sakana. So we've already discussed Shemoneh Esrei, we've discussed Havinenu, we've discussed Tefillah Ketzorah, and there's a basic fundamental difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzorah. Besides that, Havinenu is not in a Sakana, and Tefillah Ketzorah is in a Sakana, but Havinenu replaces Shemoneh Esrei. Tefillah Ketzorah does not replace Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why when a person davens Havinenu, he has to do it standing up, just like you do Shemoneh Esrei. And when he gets to his destination, he doesn't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, because Havinenu was a substitute for Shemoneh Esrei, whereas Tefillah Ketzorah is said when you're supposed to be davening, but because of the sakana, you can't daven, so the Chazal didn't want you to go on this trip without any davening, so they said, at least say a Tefillah Ketzorah, but that does not substitute for Shemoneh Esrei. When you get to your destination, and it's still time to daven properly, there you should daven the Shemoneh Esrei. And however, Havinenu, as we'll see in the Gemara, you could say it while you're traveling. You don't have to stop to say it, since it's not a substitute for Shemoneh Esrei, therefore you just say it even while you're traveling. The fourth tefillah, which we're going to learn about today, which is a new tefillah, is Tefillah Haderech. Where does Tefillah Haderech relate to? Tefillah Haderech has nothing to do with Shemoneh Esrei. If a person goes on a trip after Shacharis and before Mincha, so he's not concerned about Shemoneh Esrei, he daven Shacharis. He's going to get to a place where he'll be able to daven Mincha. But just by going on a trip, and this trip is not a dangerous trip, every trip has some danger involved, but it's not a place, as we'll see now in the Gemara, where there are robbers or wild animals. It's just a regular trip. So on that, you say Tefillah Haderech, and as we'll see in the Gemara, it's better to say, which probably most people don't know, it's better to pull over on the side of the road and say Tefillah Haderech, not in a moving position. However, if a person, by doing that, will be nervous that he's getting late to his destination, and he won't be able to concentrate well on the Tefillah Haderech, then he's allowed to say Tefillah Haderech, as the Halacha states, even while he's traveling. With this Hakdama, let us go into the Gemara, and a lot, I think, will be understood based on this Hakdama. Tana Rabbanan, Hamahalach B'Makom Gedudei Chaya V'Listam. If a person is going in a place which is prevalent, it's infested with wild animals and robbers, so it's a Makom Sakana, Mispala Tefillah Ketzorah, he's Mispala a short Tefillah, and this is not Havinenu, this is the Tefillah Ketzorah which we had in the Mishnah, which Rabbi Yeshua gave his formula for, his Nusach, and now the Gemara is going to give different Nuschos from other Mandiyamim. The Ezu he Tefillah Ketzorah, what is the Tefillah Ketzorah? So Rabbi Lezer Oimer, this is the Nusach of the Tefillah Ketzorah. Asay Ritzoin Cha B'Shemayim Imal. Hashem, you should do your wish in heaven above, says Rashi. Asay Ritzoin, around 15 lines from the end of Rashi's. Asay Ritzoin Cha B'Shemayim. She'ein Shem Chet. Your Ritzoin, as Mefarshim explained, is to Midas Hadin. You would like to run the world if it could sustain Midas Hadin. That's your will. So use your will in heaven, because in heaven there's no chet, there's no avera. The ein ritzayin cha aleim alatoiv. In heaven you're only going to use your ratzin, even midas hadin, judgment will be latoiv, because there's no sin in olam haba. In avor l'tachtoinim al ritzaynecha. However, on us down here on earth, there go against your natural desire of din, and here show rachamim. Continues the nusach in the Gemara, the same nachas ruach liyarecha. So Rashi explains, shalayis arve rucham al yedei habriyos kigan al yedei chayis listem. Don't let wild animals and robbers be mevalbel them. Nachas ruach means you should have yishuv adas. They should have peace of mind, and the robbers and wild animals should not interfere with that peace of mind. Continues the nusach in the Gemara. V'hatoiv be'necha asei. What is good in your eyes, do. So Rashi says, you should do it. Ata lahem. You, Hashem, should do it. In other words, Mefarshim explained that even if Klal Yisrael deserves to be punished, the punishment should not come from anyone else, but from Hashem directly, and he should show rachmanis, He shouldn't give over the punishment to any other Bria that could destroy Klal Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem, we're Messiah with a bracha, Shemei at Tefillah. The next two lines, the Vilna Gaon takes out. Why? Because it quotes Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua, we already had in the Mishnah, his Nusach of Tefillah Ketzorah. And here in the Gemara, it's a whole different Nusach. Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, hear the groan, as Rashi explains it, of your nation Yisrael, Vasei Mehera Bakashasam, do their Bakasha quickly, Baruch Atah Hashem Shema Tefillah. The Gra says, take it out. And the Gra says that in the Tosefta, we do not find this Nusach of Rabbi Yeshua, and the reason is because Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah already had a different Nusach. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, his Nusach was Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, hear the cry of your nation Yisrael, Vasei Meher Bakashasim, do quickly their will, their Ratzin, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya Tefillah. Rashi says that what we had before Shavas in Rabbi Yeshua, apparently Rashi did have the Girsa Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shema Shavas, and Rashi says Shavas is Lashon Genicha groaning, Yoyser Mitvila. So the Marsha explains, it appears that Rashi had, instead of the word Tzakas, in Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, the cry, he had the word tefillah, and that's what Rashi was saying, that the shavas, the groan, is a higher form of tefillah than tefillah, and again Rashi had the word tefillah instead of the word tzakas amcha Yisrael. Finally, the last nusach, and this is the way we paskin, acherim ayrim, tzarche amcha Yisrael meruvim, v'datim ketzara, the needs of Bnei Yisrael are very many, and their das, their understanding is very limited. They don't know what they should be mispal for. And if these words sound familiar, it is. We paraphrase it on Yom Kippur, in Ne'ilah, meruvim tzarche amcha Vedatam Kitsara, and then we conclude here the Nusach, Yiratzim Lefanach Hashem Lekan, it should be the will of you Hashem, Shatitim Cholech Ve'echad Kedei Parnasas, you should give to each person his what he needs for Parnasa, for his sustenance, Ulechol Gvia Gvia, to every body, Dei Machsara, whatever it's missing, and the Vilna Gaon puts in from the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, Ratoiv Be'nech Asay, what's good in your eyes you should do, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya Tefillah. Amr Rav Huna Halacha Gacherim, the Halacha is like the Acherim, the Nusuf that we just concluded. Amr Le Eliyol, Rav Yehuda Achva, the Rav Salah Hasidah. Eliyol once said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah, who was a pious person, Loi Tirtach V'loi Techti, don't get angry and don't sin. The Rashi says, because Kas brings a person to Chet. The OU will like the next few words, Loi Tarvi V'loi Techti, do not. Rashi says, "Loi tishtaker b'yayin." Don't drink wine because wine will bring to sin. And somebody just sent me an email today that Rabbi Davis was the Rishiv of Mountaindale, a Talmud of the Altar of Slabatka. He forbade his students, his Talmidim, on Purim to drink wine, and even on Pesach they shouldn't drink wine, and they should be yaitse lechatchila with grape juice. So, this is following in the OU's campaign against drinking. Ukesha'ata yotze l'derech, and when you go in out on a way, himolech b'koinecha, you should take rishus, Rashi says, you should get permission from Hashem. Vitzei, and then go out. So what does it mean that you're getting permission from Hashem? Mai himolch b'koinecha. Vitzei, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda, zu tfilas aderech. This is tfilas aderech. I was told that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said it's not birchas aderech, but tfilas aderech. It's a tfilah. And therefore, Rav Yaakov held that one person should not be moitzi another. By a bracha, we find one person is moitzi the other. By a tefillah, every person davens to himself. So every person should daven to himself. And also, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was no way, not like the world. Most people, they eat something before they make tefillah sederach, because the tefillah sederach doesn't start with a bracha. And the reason it doesn't start with a bracha is assumed, because you need to have a bracha smucha l'chaver, to one bracha next to another. So you eat something, you make a bracha on that, and once you make a bracha on that, then the tefillah sederach doesn't have to start with a bracha. Rabbi Yaakov did not eat something, because he held it was a tefillah. And if it's a tefillah, you don't have to start with a bracha. The Amr Rab Yaakov, Amr Rab Chizda, call a Yaitzel Derech, whoever goes out to the way, Tzarech, let's follow Tzvilas Derech. He has to daven Tzvilas Derech. My Tzvilas Derech, what is Tzvilas Derech? This is the Nusach. I also believe that I heard that when Rab Yaakov was Mesupik, whether a certain trip met all the criteria which we'll learn about in the Gemara, which we have in Shulchan Aruch, of what requires the proper tefillas of derech, what he would do is he would open this Gemara and he would learn this Gemara, and he would learn it as part of learning Talmud. And Memela, in case he had a chiv to say tefillas of derech, he was yotzei by learning it in the Gemara. If he wasn't chayv in tefillas of derech, he was just learning. That's how he got out of that issue. So what is the nusach of tefillas ha-derech? We don't begin with a bracha, as we explained before. You start with the words, Yiratzim v'nech Hashem l'kai. It should be the will of Hashem, my God. And this whole nusach, at this point in the Gemara, is in the singular of myself. She'atay l'cheini l'shalom. You should bring me to peace. V'tzatzi deini l'shalom. You should put my feet in peace, and me, as we say in the morning brachas, hameichin mitzadei gover, these are the footsteps of a person, so I put my footsteps in the right place, v'sismachein l'shalom, and support me in peace, v'tzatzileini mikav kol oyev o'ayr v'derech, and save me from the hands of any enemy or ambush in the way. This in Iraq would be very good bracha to say, v'tishlach bracha b'maseh yodai, again in the singular, put your blessing in the work of my hands, put me in favor in your eyes, in the favor of all those who see me. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemaya Tefil. Amar Avaya, La'olam L'shatev, Lamed Amid Aleph, La'olam L'shatev, Inish Nafshi B'Hari Tzibura. Don't say it in the singular, says Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Al Yispal Tfilik Tzara. The Lashon Yachid. What tefillah are we speaking about over here? We're not talking about tefillah tzara, which we discussed before. We're talking about tefillah sederech. So it's interesting. We find that Rashi is referring to tefillah sederech as a tefillah tzara. But of course, he means tefillah sederech. So Abaye said, don't say tefillah sederech in this Lashon Yachid in a singular, a personal thing. Ela b'lashon rabim. Say it as a rabbin, as a group. Shemitah kach tefillah nishmas. If a person includes himself in a group, he himself may not be worthy to be saved on this trip, but to have the protection of Hashem on this trip. But if he includes himself as part of a group, then he has more chance that Hashem should help him. So, heichi neima, what should you in fact say? So, Abaye says, Yiratzim l'fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, not Elokai, my God, but our God, She'toylicheinu l'shalom, that you should bring us in peace, and so on and so forth, the whole, and that's actually the way we say it. We say it as a group, not as a singular entity. Amos Matzli, when is there an obligation to say the tefillah sederech? In other words, let's say you're packing your suitcase right before the trip. Should you say tefillah sederech then? Or let's say you're right outside your house. Should you begin then? So the more answers, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chisda, Mishah Shemahalach Baderech. From the time that you go on the way. So no, when you're packing your suitcase, you don't say it. And the halach is you do not say it within 70 amis from the last residence of the town, because 70 amis beyond the last residence of the town is considered as part of the town, so that's not yet on the derech. But once you're past that point of 70 amis of the outskirts of town, then you begin to say tefillas haderech. Ad kamo amar Rav Yaakov amar Rav Chisda ad parso. So what's the question and answer here? So Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat of Rashi is that until when can one say tefillah sederech? In other words, we explained before that the idea of tefillah sederech is that you're taking permission from Hashem for the trip. So when is it considered that you're taking permission from Hashem for the trip? When you're in the middle of the trip, you're already on the trip. So the Gemara is answering, at parsa. A parsa is between 12 and 16,000 feet. So if you're from the end of the 70 amas from the end of the city, if you're up to 12 to 16,000 feet, up until that point, it's still considered that you are asking permission from Hashem to go on this trip. The Rashi brings down the Bahag as a different shot, that how long of a trip it makes me obligated to say tefillah sederech. Let's say I have two cities, one right next to the other. So am I obligated to say tefillah sederech? So the Gemara answers, ad parsa. If the trip is a trip which will take between 12 and 16,000 feet until a parsa, if that's how long the trip is, then you should not say tefillah sederech. You have to get over to 12,000 to 16,000 feet. It has to be more than that. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because when you're so close to the city, you're not considered as being in any kind of danger at all, and Mimela Tfilas HaDerech would not be appropriate. So you have to go on a trip that's more than a parsa. The Hechi Matzla, how do you say the Tfilas HaDerech? Do you say it standing? Or could you say it even while you're traveling? Machlok is between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda Amar Ma'omid, that you have to say it standing. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mahalach. Rav Sheshes says you can even do it while you are walking, while you are going on the trip. The Gemara now says a related story. Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes have a ka'atli be'urcha. They were going on the way. Rashi points out that Rav Sheshes more and Naim have a. Rav Sheshes was blind. Come Rav Chisda, become Atzi. So Rav Chisda stopped, and according to his own opinion that we just said before, he was going to say Tfilas HaDerech, but he didn't want to do it while he's traveling. He stopped, and he said Tfilas HaDerech. Armalei Rav Sheshes L'Shamei. Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, my Kavod Rav Chisda. Apparently he sensed that Rav Chisda was not accompanying them. What's Rav Chisda doing? He asked the Shamas. Rashi says he was blind, he couldn't see what Rav Chisda was doing. Armalei, the Shamas responded to Rav Sheshes, he's standing and he's saying Tfilas HaDerech. On my lay, so Rav Sheshes said, Ukman, let me stand up as well and say the Tfilas HaDerech. Ukman nami liti di va'atzli. Why? Even though my opinion is, as stated above, that you could do it even while you're traveling, so why am I saying that I should stand like Rav Chisda? I don't agree with him. Miyais toiv al tikra. If you could do something in a good way, why should you be called doing it in a bad way? So Rashi explains, my caravan, the people I'm traveling with, are not traveling. If they would be traveling beyond me, so I according to my shita, hold that to keep up with them, and I'm allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech even while I'm traveling. But they are stationed. Rav Chisda had stopped traveling. So therefore, if I could do it the way Rav Chisda is doing it, even though it's mutter to do it while you're traveling. But since I don't have a need to do it, and I could join Rav Chisda, I could do it in a better way, so why not do it exactly Rav Chisda? But that's the halacha l'maisa, is that a person should try to do it on the side of the road, stop and say Tfilas HaDerech. And however, if that is going to bother you, you won't be able to have enough kavana because you're worried that you're not going to get to your destination on time, so then you're allowed to do it as Rav Sheshes. We possibly make her din like Rav Sheshes, that you could do it while you're traveling. My ikka ben havinenu l'tfila kitzara. What is the difference between havinenu and tfila kitzara? So as Tosfos pointed out in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, from here we see that havinenu and tfila kitzara are two different things. And the Gemara there used the terminology of Tfilas Ketzara for Havinenu, just like we saw Rashi use Tfilas Ketzara for Tfilas HaDerech. But the real prima, the real main Tfilas Ketzara, is the one that is said B'Shas Sakana. Havinenu is not said B'Shas Sakana, it's always said when it's difficult to say the whole Shemayna Esrei. Tfilas HaDerech is not said when there's an imminent Sakana of robbers and wild animals. The only one that said B'Shas Sakana is this Tfilas Ketzara, which we had a number of Nuschos, and we Paskin like the Acherim, who said Tzarchi Amchi Yisro Merubim V'datim Ketzara, etc. Now Tosfos right away jumps over here and says, what do you mean, my Ikka ben Havinenu L'Tfilas Ketzara? There's a big difference. Havinenu, as we just said, is only when there's no Sakana, and Tfilas Ketzara is when there is a Sakana. Tosfos answers that the Gemara knew that. What the Gemara meant to say is, given that Havinenu is when there's no Sakana, and Tfilas Ketzara is when there is Sakana, but is there any practical difference in what you say between these two brachas? Because between these two tfilas, because Havinenu is in fact a Tfilas Ketzara, it's an abridged version of Shemayna Esrei, and Tfilas Ketzara is a Tfilas Ketzara. So what practical difference is there? So the answer is Havinenu boilutzli gimel kamaisa v'gimel basraisa. Havinenu, as we explained before in the Hakdama, is a substitute for Shemayna Esrei. So that's why you first have to say the whole three first brachas, and you have to say the three end brachas, and you only abridge the 13 middle brachas. And that's why it's a substitute for Shemoneh Esrei, and you have to say, as the Gemara is going to come out, you have to say it's standing, as you have to say Shemoneh Esrei standing. V'chimate lebeisei, when you get to your destination, to your house, loiboy lemehedu letzluya, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, because you've said Shemoneh Esrei. Halachically, this abridged form is considered Shemoneh Esrei. But betfilah kitzara, as opposed to this tefillah kitzara, which really the Chachamim in this danger said, you don't have to daven at all. You're afraid for your life, so you can't be bothered right now with daven. But we don't want you not to daven anything. So we gave you a very short little tefillah to say in this very strong, dangerous trip that you're on. The tefillah kitzara, like boil it shluye, like gimel kamaisa, the like gimel batsraisa. You don't have to daven the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, not the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. The chimata lebeisa, when you get to your destination, boil them ahead of it shluye. If it's still zman tefillah, you have to go ahead and say a regular Shemoneh Esrei. The hilchasid halach is havineinu me'udah. Havineinu, you have to do standing up. Why? Because havineinu is a substitute for Shemoneh Esrei, and just like Shemoneh Esrei, you have to stand. Havineinu, you have to stand. But tefillah kitzara, dein be'umah dein mehalach. Tefillah kitzara, you could do standing or traveling, because it's not a substitute for Shemoneh Esrei. It's just to have you say something in a dangerous situation, so you could do it when you're mahalach also. And tefillah saderech, preferably you should do it standing, but if not, you have a heter definitely to do it while you're traveling as well. Continues the Mishnah. Ha yireichu al chamor. Somebody was going on a chamor and it came to this man tefillah. So it said that he should get off the chamor and daven. Tanu rabban. Ha yireichu al chamor v'yigi yizman tefillah. Im yesh lo mishu yachas es chamor, right? If he has someone who can hold his chamor, that it won't run away, yered lamati, he should go down onto the ground, the yispal, and he should stand there and daven. Bimlav, but he has no one to hold his chamor. Yeshivim kamim yispal. Then he should sit on top of the chamor and he should be mispal. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, bein kach u'bein kach yeshivim kamim yispal. Whether he has someone to hold his chamor or not, he should sit on the top of the chamor and daven. Why? Lefishen daktim yushavaslav, because he doesn't have peace of mind. Says Rashi, why doesn't he have peace of mind? Shekasha love ikav aderech, because he's worried that he's not moving. When a person's on a trip, he wants to move. So this, it'll bother him. He won't be able to daven the Shemoneh Esrei properly. Therefore, it's better, and that's how we pasuk, it's better that if he's on this chamor and traveling, he should say the Shemoneh Esrei while he is traveling. Amar Rabbi, v'tamer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'Rabbi, halacha is like Rabbi, as we just said. Tana Rabban, Suma, a blind person. Now the Gemara turns its attention to what it said earlier in the Mishnah, that a person, he should daven towards Yerushalayim, but if that's not possible, then at least his heart should be connected to Yerushalayim. Tana Rabban, Suma, a blind person, Umisha Eino Yachal Chavanes Aruchais, a person who doesn't have a compass, and he doesn't know where he is, north, south, east, and west, he can't figure it out, so what should he do when he's on a trip? Yechavan Liboy, Keneged Avishab Shemayim, so his heart should be Keneged his Father in heaven. Shenemar, Vispal Al Hashem, you should daven to Hashem. But if he's standing in Chutz Lartz, then Yechaven es liboy kineged Eretz Yisrael. So he should have kavana, and he doesn't know where Eretz Yisrael is, but his heart should be davening towards Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Yonah adds, it should also be kineged Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash and Kacher Kadashim, besides Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, v'ispalu elav derech artzam, that they daven to Hashem through Eretz Yisrael. So wherever he is in the world, he should have kavana towards Eretz Yisrael. Let's say he was davening in Eretz Yisrael itself. So he should have kavana facing Yerushalayim. Shenamar v'ispalu Hashem derech ha'ir. You should daven to Hashem through the city of Yerushalayim. Asher b'charta, which you Hashem chose. Yerushalayim, he was standing in Yerushalayim. Yechavanes liboy kineged Beis Hamikdash. Then he should have kavana opposite the Beis Hamikdash. Shenamar v'ispalu el abayis hazeh. They daven towards the house, the Beis Hamikdash. Ha'yoyimin v'Beis Hamikdash. He was standing in the Beis Hamikdash. Yechavanes liboy kineged Beis Kacher Kedashim. Then he should be mechavan standing in front of the Kacher Kedashim. Shenamar v'ispalu el abakum hazeh. They daven to this place, referring to Kacher Kedashim. Ha'yoyimin v'Beis Kacher Kedashim. He was standing in the Kacher Kedashim. Yechavanes liboy kineged hakapiras. Rashi takes out the word Beis HaKaparis. Yishavka is Kavana, that he's davening towards the Kaparis in on top of the Aron HaKodesh. Hoya oimed achore Beis HaKaparis. If the Rashi explains that there were 11 amois between the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Azorah, and if he was standing in that spot behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then, Yira Atzma Ki'ilu L'Pnei HaKaparis, he should consider himself as if he's standing in front of the Kaparis. Nimtze, it comes out. Oymed B'Mizrach, a person who's standing to the east of Eretz Yisrael, he's in China. Machzer Ponav L'Marav, he faces west. B'Marav, he's in the United States, west of Eretz Yisrael. Machzer Ponav L'Mizrach, he goes, like we have the Mizrach Vant, because our hearts then are towards Eretz Yisrael in the east. Bidorm, he's in Australia, Machzer Ponav L'Tzofen, he goes to the north. Bidzofen, he's in the North Pole, Machzer Ponav L'Dorm, then he faces south. Nimtzu, Kol Yisrael Mechavnen Eslivun L'Makabach, comes out, wherever you are in the world, the center place is, one place, which is Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amar of Avin, Vitev Rav Avin, a micro, what is the pasuk for this? Kemigdal David Savar Recha, it says in Shir HaShirim, your neck, is like the Tower of David. Bonu Yitzbilt L'Talpiyos, to be a landmark. So the Rasha first of all explains that just like the neck is the top of a human being, so too the Beis HaMikdash is the top of Klal Yisrael. That's the mushal of a neck. And Talpiyos, says the Gemara, the word Talpiyos is divided into two words. Tail, a mound, shekol piyos pointed by, that all mouths in the world face it, as we just learned, wherever you are in the world, you have to daven towards the Har Habayis, the mound upon which the Beis HaMikdash is built. Avua d'shmul v'levi, Avua d'shmul and Levi, ki aviboy l'mepik l'urchum, they wanted to travel on the way. Havi mekadmi u'matzli, they used to daven early. V'chiavi matiz man krishma karu. And then later, when Zman Krishma came, they read Krishma. So in other words, they used to daven Shemayna Esrei before Zman Krishma. Rashi says, what does it mean? Mekadmi koidem hayoyim, before daylight. Tosfos understands Rashi to mean before Alois HaShachar, the second last Tosfos. Avud Shmu Vlevin Makadmi Matsi Pirish Rashi Koidam Amud Shachar Veloy Nira. I don't agree with that. The Im Kane Loyha Yitzbaklal, Dadayan in a Yaim. Tosfos thought that Rashi means before day, means before daybreak, before Alosa Shachar, not before Neitzachama, not before the ball of the sun comes up, but they did it at nighttime. So Tosfos says, at night you can't be Yitzah, even B'dievet you can't be Yitzah. That they, of course, waited till at least there was daybreak, dawn, till at least there was the rays of light that started coming up. What does it mean they did it early? They davened Shemoneh Esrei early. Before Neitz. That's not the Iker. The Iker Zmantul is after Neitz Achama. They did it after Alos, before Neitz Achama. So on that, since they were going on a trip, and the halacha is that a person, I think the halacha is once in 30 days, a b'dieved, once in a while, when a person has to, he's allowed to daven after Alos HaShachar, before Neitz Shemoneh Esrei. So the Pnei Yeshua says that in fact when Rashi said Kaidam Ayoim, he didn't mean, as Tosis understood him, before Alois. Rashi agrees to Tosis, there you would not be Yotza even B'dieved. He meant to say Kaidam Ayoim, Yoim I'm referring to Neitzachama. And Rashi in fact, according to Pnei Yeshua, agrees 100% with the Shita of Tosis that it was after Alois and before Neitz. But there is a problem here, because it comes out that they daven Shemoneh Esrei first and then Krishma. We had earlier in the Masechta that you're mechuyev to be masmech semech geula l'tfila. You have to say Kriya Shema with the brachas, end off Goal Yisrael, and then go into tefila. Afraid Gemara, Kiman, who did Avud Shmuel and Levi hold like if they weren't masmech geula l'tfila? And for the Gemara, Kehai Tana, they found a Tana in a brisa, the Sanya, Hishkim Latzis Laderach. He got up early, and we'll say it's the same case, after Alos and before Nates. And he has to blow shofar, or he has to shake lulav, or he has to read the Megillah. So what does he do?
His, and he can't do it on the mode of travel. He won't be able to. He won't have these things there. He won't be able to do it. So what should he do? So mevi'im le'shayfer v'tekeiah. They bring him a shayfer and he blows it. Lulav v'mnaneiah. They bring him a lulav and he shakes it. Megillah v'karei. But they bring him a megillah and he reads it. And he does all of this before Kriyishma. Ukishiyagiyas man Kriyishma when Nate comes. So he did all these mitzvahs after Alos. But it's not yet Zman Kriyishma. When Zman Kriyishma comes, so then, Kairei, then he reads Kriyishma. Hishkim Leishiv Bekara and Ibisvina. If he got up early and he has to sit in a wagon, he will not be able to stand because of the jolting of the wagon. He will not be able to stand up in the wagon and daven Shmoneh Esrei. Ibisvina, Rashi says, in a boat, he's of course afraid of Ikka Biasusa Demaya. He's afraid of falling overboard into the water. So he won't be able to mechaven his Shmoneh Esrei there. So what should he do? Mispalel. So he should daven before he gets on the boat or before the wagon. And then he should read Kriyishma. So what do we see? That if there's a necessity, one is allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei before Kriyishma, even though he will not be Saimach Gulu Latvila. Rav Shimon Alazar, Aimer Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kairei. Either way, he should first be Kairei Kriyishma Umispalel. Even if he's going to go on this boat, or the wagon, and he won't be able to stand up and do Shmoneh Esrei properly. He should not daven Shmoneh Esrei in his house before the trip. Rather, he should go on the trip, and when Zman Kriyishma comes, he should say Kriyishma, and then Umispalel, and then he should daven. Why? Because Kadesh Yisma, Gula Tvil, he should say Gual Yisrael right before Shmoneh Esrei. Fred Gemor B'mai Kamifli, what's the machloikus over here? Mar Sovar Tvil Amumid Adiv. So the first Mandi Amr held, the Tanakama held that it's more important to say Shmoneh Esrei standing up. So therefore, I have to forget about Saimach Gula L'Tfila, and I have to do it in the not proper order, davening Shmoneh Esrei before Kriyishma. Umar Sover, whereas Rav Shimon Elazar held, no. Masmach Gula L'Tfila Adiv. It's better to be Saimach Gula L'Tfila. Mimela, he should do it on the boat or on the wagon. He should wait till Zman Kriyishma, say Gual Yisrael, and be Masmach Gula L'Tfila, even though he will not be able to stand up in Shmoneh Esrei while he's doing it. Mareimer Umar Zutra, says Rashi. Mareimer Umar Zutra, in the Rashi, B'Shabbata de Rigla. So Rashi says, by the way, Rashi and Avova Medei says, and the Gemara, Igra de Kala Duchka, the reward of the Kala, that was the gathering together, is the pressure. People sitting right on top one of the other. So Rashi says, Shabbos shalifnei aregel, shakol nesofim l'shmoy hilchus aregel. The Shabbos before Yontiv, everybody comes together to hear the hilchus aregel. So these two mandiyomrim here in the Gemara, Mareimer and Marzutra, they used to give a shir in the Shabbos before Yontif, says Rashi, Shalifnei Pesach, Vatzeres v'Sukkos, before Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, Umareimer be'Iroi, they didn't do it together, each one did it in his own city. Mareimer in his city, Marzutra be'Iroi in his city, Hoyu ha'Darshanim, they were the Darshanim, V'Shachros ha'Yom Holchem le'Beis HaMedrash. People used to come to the base of Mesh. Shemagi Zman Kriyishma. They used to hear a shir before Zman Kriyishma. When Zman Kriyishma came, Koyrin, they used to read Kriyishma. Vadarsh and Dairish. And the one who was saying the shir said the shir. Va'am nishmatim umispalim ish ish levaray. They didn't make a minion, but each person from the shir, one by one, would leave Davin Shmoneh Esrei and come back. And Lakach, so what, the person who's saying the shir, he can't leave, he's saying the shir. Well, Lakach, Hemoyim Aslam, Yud, Shachwas, Kaidim, Sheokh, the base of Medish. They used to gather 10 people together before they went to the base of Medish. The Kair and Kriyishma, Umispalalim, the Smichas Gulatvila. They used to do it the straight order. Kriyishma, Gaul Yisrael, then Shmoneh Esrei, the Hadar Nafkalapirke, Vidash. Then they went out to their shir and they gave the shir. Let's see it now inside the Gemara. So, Mareimer, Umar Zutra, each in his own city, had he used to gather 10 people together for a minyan, b'Shabbat to the regal, in the Shabbos before the Yontiv, as we explained, Umatzlu, they used to daven, the regular way. Then they went out to say their shir. Rav Ashi did it different. Rav Ashi says that he was Hayu Rosh Hashiva v'masamachsia. He was in the city, the Rosh Hashiva. V'dayrish v'huloi hoya mispal kaidim besi medrash. He didn't do what Mareimar and Mazutra did, that they would daven before going to the base of Medrash. Ella Kishim Agiyas Man Kriyishma. When the time of Kriyishma came, and he was in the middle of saying the Shir, and he had not yet davened before, so Leichesh Harbe Yachlam Aturgim and Oimelefonim. In those days, they used to have someone who used to say loudly what the Rashiva said. He was called the Maturgimen. So he would give the Maturgimen a large amount to say over. Uba'oicha Maturgimen Mashmila Rabim, who Kaira Shema. While the Maturgimen is saying it over to the public, he would say Shema. V'soimach Gula L'Tvila. And he did Smichas Gula L'Tvila. Umispal Miyushim. He did it in his chair. Shaloy Hayarai. He didn't want to go out. If he goes out, everybody stands up. He comes back, everybody stands up. He didn't want to be matriyav tzibur, so he did it this way. And we're going to see later in the Gemara that later when he got home, he would daven Shmoy Nasri again, and this time he would daven Shmoy Nasri standing up. Let's see the Gemara inside. Rav Ashi matzli bari tzibur. He davened with the tzibur. So Rashi says, two pshatim, what it means, bari tzibur. Either when the people were going out, the tzibur was going out one by one, that's the time when he would sit in his chair and do it. Or Bahari Tzibur means that he was sitting amongst the Tzibur. As we explained before, he didn't get up and leave, but he sat right there with the Tzibur and he did Smichas Gula Tfula sitting down. Biyachid Miyushiv, alone sitting down. When he would come home, he would say Shmoy Nasri over again, standing up. Amalei Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said, V'levet Markim Mareimar Umar Zutra. Why don't you do what Mareimar Zutra, that they gathered a minion together and they said it before the shir? Amar Lahui said to them, Tarichali Milsa, that's a tirchum, because I'm going to start the shir late. Because you made a minion before, you're starting the shir late. That's a bother for me. V'levet mar kavu d'shmul v'levi. So why don't you do it like we had before? Avu shmul levi. What did they do before they went on a trip? They davened first, and then they said Krishma. They weren't saimich gul l'tvula. Amar lehu, like hazinu lul rabbanim kshishu minan davirach. I didn't see any older rabbanim that did this. Minig, you have to do saimich gul l'tvula. Memela, he did it sitting down, and the right way, and later on he would stand up and say Shmon Esri get. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer, Ein Tfilas HaMusafim Ela B'Chavar Ir. Musaf can only be said with a Tzibur. Chavar Ir, Rashi explains, means with a Tzibur together. V'Chavim Yomer, no. The Chavar Ir, Shalai B'Chavar Ir. You're allowed to say Musaf even without a minion. You could say it even as a Yachid. Now, the reason that Musaf would be different than the other ones, why would we think that you could only say it with a minion, is because Musaf is not rachami, it's not mercy asking from Hashem like the other tefillos, it's connected to Korban Musaf. Korban Musaf was said, is a tzibur. So Mela, the Shita says that you should do it only with... the havamin is that we should do it only the chavar ir. But the chum say no. You could do it singularly. You could do it the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a mishmar. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol makom sheyesh sham chavar ir, yachid potter mitfilas masafim. Wherever there's a tzibur, a yachid is potter. So the Gemara thinks that it seems to be the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama seem to be saying the same thing. That what? That you can only say Musaf in a tzibur. You can't say it alone. It could benayu, you. There is a difference. Yachid shaloi bechaver here. When there's no tzibur in the city, there's only a yachid davening by himself. Is he mechuyev or not? Tana Kama sover potter, because the Tana Kama says that Musaf is only betzibur. So whether you have a tzibur in your city or not, if you're davening by yourself, you can't say you're potter from saying Musaf. But Rabbi Yehuda sover chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're only potter from Musaf if there is a tzibur. But if there's no tzibur, then and you're davening by yourself, then you are chayiv. This is the difference. Amr Rav Funav Rav Chanina Rav Chiyah Barav Halach Rabbi Yehuda Shum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that a yachid is chayiv if there is no tzibur. If there is a tzibur, he's potter. If there's no tzibur, he's chayiv. Amalei Reb Chiya Bar Avin Shaper Kamrat. You said good. The Amr Shmuel. Shmuel said me. Yomel Loi Matzilnet Zelusin Musaf Yachid. I never said Musav by Yachid. Bin Nardah, in the city of Nardah, Labar, except my Hu Yaimer from that day, the Asa Pulmas and Amalka, the army of the king came, Lamasa to the city, Vatrita Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were all confused, the light solo, there was no minion davening, so then Vatsoli the Yachid, Vahavoy Yachid Shalai Bechavar Ir. So I was Chayiv, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, when am I Potter? Only when there's a Shliach Tzibur, then he potters me, when there's a group. But when there's no group, that day they didn't have a minion together, Farkar, then I'm chayev, so the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Yosef Rav Chanina Karah, Rav Chanina, the expert in Mikra, was sitting, Kamei Rav Yanai, the Yosef Ka'amar, halach is Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Rav Shom Rav Lozman Azariah. The halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, like we just said. Amalei, so he, Rabbi Yanai said, Puk Karah, Karach Lebra. Take your psukim outside. That is what you're paskening is wrong. The ain halach is Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Rav Shom Rav Lozman Azariah. We'll be finished in 1 minute.
You're not going to finish the album?
We are. We're going to finish. It's a short arm. We'll finish in 1 minute. The ain halach Rav Yudisha Amishim Rav Lezman Azariah. The halach is not like that. I'm Rav Yochanan. Ani Reisias Rav Yani Detzali Vadetzali. I saw that Rav Yochanan davened, and he davened again. Meaning, what's the why did he daven twice? He davened once Shacharis and once Musav. Right? He's trying to say that the halach is like the Chachamim, that you always have to daven Musav, and you never put a yach is always chayv and Musav. Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Mizera V'dilma Mikor LaKivin Datul B'Sar. Maybe he davened twice, not Shachris and Musav, because maybe a Yachid is potter from Musav. You know why he davened twice? The first time he didn't have Kavana, the second time he had Kavana. Amalei, Chazi, Man Gavar Rabba, the Kamasad Alei. Look at who you're talking about. You're talking about a great person. Rav Amini, Rav Asi, Afogav, the Havalu, Tlaiser, Bekanishta, Bitferia. We had this Gemara before. Rav Amir Rav Asi, you know, they had 13 shuls in Tveria. They only daven between the Amudim in the place where they were learning. So what the Gemara here is trying to say is that they did not have a minion, and yet they davened, and the Gemara is assuming they davened everything correctly, including Musaf. And what the Gemara is saying is that they held that a Yochid does have a Chiyuv to daven Tfilas Hamusav as well. Itmar. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu, which Rashi says is Rav Omar. Halachik Rav Yehuda Shomer Mishum Rav Lozman Azariah. The halach is like Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav Lozman Azariah, that you're only potter if there's a chabura together. But if there's no chabura in the city, that then the person is not yotzei. And the male the yochid then does have a chiyuv to daven musav. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Tzali Vahadar Tzali. Rav Chiya Bar Abba davened once and he davened again. Amalei Rav Zeira, my time Avad Mar Hachi. Why did you daven twice? Ilei Mishum Dolekivin Mar Daite. If it's because the first time you didn't have Kavana, so you davened again. V'Amar Rav Lezer Lo Oilum Yomer Adam Es Atzma Im Yachol Lechaven Es Liba Yispal Vim Lav Ayispal. A person should measure himself and see to it if he has the ability to have kavana, then he should daven. If he doesn't have the ability, he shouldn't daven. So in other words, Mistama, you did that halacha, and therefore you felt that you are able to at least be mechaven, as the Mefarshim explained, the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei. So that could not be the reason why you daven twice. Ella, delayit kamar deresh yarcha. Probably you forgot that it's Rosh Chodesh. And that's why you're repeating Shemayna Esrei. Vatanya, if a person said Shemayna Esrei and he forgot that it's Rosh Chodesh, so now the Gro is not Goyris the next two lines. Let's see what it says, and then we'll see why the Gro is not Goyris it. But Arvis Emachzir Nesai, if you forgot Rosh Chodesh in Shemayna Esrei of Marv, you don't have to repeat. Because you could say it in the next Shemayna Esrei of Shacharis. The reason the Gemara takes it out is because the Gemara, a few lines further, is going to say that by Marv, there's a different reason why you're not machzer him to say Shemayna Esrei over, and that is because Bezdin was not Mekadosh to Chodesh only in the daytime. So the real chiyuv to say Yal V'Yavoy in Shemayna Esrei on Rosh Chodesh is not at Marv. That's why you're not machzer him. So he takes out these words. But the Gra, of course, continues with the next piece of Gemara. B'shachris, ein machzir nesai. Why? Because of that reason. B'nei sheyochel lo'imra b'musafin. Shachris, if you forgot, you could say it in Musaf. B'musaf ein machzir nesai. B'nei sheyochel lo'imra b'mincha. You could say it in the next one, Esther Mincha. So in other words, why did you have to repeat the same Shemoneh Esrei twice? Is it because you forgot Shemoneh Esrei, Yal V'Yavai, but you could have repeated it the next Shemoneh Esrei? Amar Lei, so he answered, no, I had to repeat it. Why? Lav Itmar Allah. Didn't we learn on that halach which you just quoted, that he could say it in the next Shemoneh Esrei? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but Tzibber Shanu, Rashi has two pshatim. Either it's only a halach about Shliach Tzibber, because of Tirfan Tzibura. If the Shliach Tzibber forgot Yal V'Yavai, then... since it could be said in the next Shemoneh Esrei, it's not, he doesn't have to repeat this Shemoneh Esrei, but a regular Yochid does have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Or B'tzibur Shana means, when does a Yochid not have to repeat Yal V'Yavai, not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? That's only if he also heard it in the Tzibur, plus he could say it in the next Shemoneh Esrei. Those two factors together, then he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But I didn't have two factors, because I didn't daven b'tzibur, so I didn't hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. I only did it myself. It's not enough from the fact that you could daven in the next Shemoneh Esrei, and that's why I had to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Kama yishuv b'tfilah l'tfilah. When a person has to say over Shemoneh Esrei twice, how much time does he have to separate to pause? Rashi says when he has to daven twice, oy mishum deta, oy mishum mesafin. He's going from shachris to musaf, two Shemoneh Esreis. Can he do it back to back, one right after the other? Or he has to pause and start having new kavana for the next Shemoneh Esrei. So Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. There's a machlokes Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda, and the machlokes is semantics in words. No halachic machlokes. Chad Omer once said, "Kedei shet hischoinen datoy olav," which the art scroll translates supplicated. The Chad Omer kedei shet hischolel datoy olav, which the art scroll translates entreated, which basically sounds like the same thing. Mandi Omer kedei shet hischoinen datoy olav dichsiv, because he has a pasuk as a precedent. Ve'eschanan el Hashem. So he has to gather his thoughts until he can once again entreat Hashem, supplicate Hashem to grant him all these wishes of the Shemoneh Esrei. So he has a pasuk v'eschanan. Mandi Omer kedei shet hischolel datoy olav dichsiv vayichal Moshe. So it's not a machlokes halacha. He has to have enough kavana, enough time to gather himself new kavana. The question is, how do you call it? Semantics, and each one has a pasuk to base their word on. Omer Rav Anan, Omer Rav Ta. Here's the Gemara which we quoted before from the Gra. Tov lehisker shor Rosh Chodesh Arvis. If in Mar, if he didn't mention Yal V'Yavai Shemoneh Esrei, ein machzirin oisai. You don't have to repeat it on Rosh Chodesh. Lefish ein bezde mekatshim es Chodesh. At night, that's not the main time when bezde mekatsh Rosh Chodesh. El v'yoyim in the daytime. So if you forgot it at night, mach nishtais, it's not important. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Amar Amemer. A Maimer said, Mistavra Milsa de Rav, when do we say this halach of Rav? The Chaydish Molech, if you have a 2-day Rosh Chaydish. And he forgot it on the first night, so he can make it up on the second night of Rosh Chaydish, which is the real main night of Rosh Chaydish, where you have Yom Lamed, if the last month was a Mole, so you have Yom Lamed, and then you have Yom Aleph. So Yom Aleph is the real day of Rosh Chaydish of the next month. So Mimela, I forgot it this month, I forgot it this night, I'll do it next night. Aval B'Chaydish Chaser, where the last month was only 29 days, and therefore it was a Chaydish Chaser, and therefore there's only one day Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot Yal V'Yav at Marv of that night, then you can't make it up the next night. Or the same thing would be on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, then you can't make it up. You don't have a third night. So there the din would be Machzir and Oisai. Armalei Rav Ashila Meimer, Michte Rav Taimakomar. You're splitting hairs here between the first night and the second night. Rav gave a reason. And what was Rav's reason? Because Bezdin's not Makadish at night. The Iker Kiddush HaChodesh is in the daytime. So Mali Chasser, Mali Mali. What's the difference if it was 30 days or 29 days? Ela Loishna, there is no difference. You never have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot Yal V'Yav and Rosh Chodesh at night, because that is not the time when Bezdin is Mekadosh Tefaydish. Hadrun Allah Tfilas HaShachar, Hadrun Allah Tfilas HaShachar, Hadrun Allah Tfilas HaShachar.